praise the Lord. Good to be at Bay Point in Lake City, Florida. Come on, Christian soldier. We're in spiritual warfare.
Onward, Christian soldier, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before.
Thank you for letting us be with you today. Nikki and I are happy to be with y'all. We love you with the love of the Lord. And that's the best love you can have. Is that right, Nick? Amen. It's a beautiful day in Florida. Sun is shining. A good spirit is here. So let's just praise Him. What do you say? Amen.
Onward, Christian soldier, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before.
Onward, upward, onward. Let's go, everybody. Cross of Jesus going on before. Oh, I just thank God for each and every one of y'all. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Amen. I was just talking about y'all driving up from Alachua, Florida this beautiful day. I was telling Nikki how that some of you we've just known for so many years, and we're so happy that we can go on this journey together.
Yes.
That God's family, we're taking a trip on the good old gospel ship, and things is not so easy here in this life.
No.
But we're not looking and focusing all of our thoughts towards this life.
No.
We're looking towards heaven, aren't we?
We sure are.
Because heaven is going to be a better place, isn't it?
It sure is.
And so keep your eyes on Jesus, because if you take them off of Jesus, you're going to really be in trouble, aren't you?
Amen.
I tell you, the cares of this world can get us down, but we are sheltered in the arms of our God.
That's right.
Won't you turn your life over to Him? Won't you give Him your all in all?
Amen.
Nikki, open us up with a word of prayer.
Our precious Heavenly Father, how we praise You and thank You for this time that You've gathered us together in order to encourage one another in our faith. We thank You, Father, for those that are listening on the radio, and we pray a special blessing on them. We thank You, Father, for Your love for us. We thank You that Your everlasting arms are always under us. Thank You for caring for us. Thank You for showing us the way home, that Jesus and He alone is the one who made a way to You, Father, through His shed blood. We thank You and praise You for forgiveness of our sin. And Father, if there's anything in our lives that's not right today, we pray You would reveal it, bring it out into the open, that we might be able to repent of it and turn back to You. We just want to please You, Father. We want to be like Jesus, and we look forward to that day when we'll all be home together. Thank You, Father. Thank You for Your love. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Let's think about those wonderful, strong arms.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in the paths that I must try. If
even in a nursing home.
I'll have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Okay.
Yes, we are.
We're going to be okay, Helen. We're going to be okay.
Soon I shall hear the call from heaven's portals.
Oh, yes.
Come home, my child. It's the last mile you must cross.
I'll fall. Thank you for your protection.
Yes, Father.
We thank you, God, for wrapping us in your arms, for yes. watching over us.
Amen.
That you notice even a little sparrow that falls to the ground. You care about everything, and especially those of us that belong to you through the shed blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Aren't you thankful today that Jesus came and shed his blood?
Amen.
So that we could be forgiven of our sins.
Amen.
Aren't you thankful that Jesus stepped down from heaven and become a man so that he could be the perfect sacrifice?
Amen.
Oh, there's a song that says, at the cross where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away.
Amen.
Thank God for the cross of Calvary, that Jesus, the Son of God, was crucified upon that old tree.
Amen.
For you and me. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We got so much to be thankful for. We need to be happy, don't we?
Yes, rejoice.
How many of you are happy in Jesus?
Amen.
Praise God. You see, you know what? Nothing else really matters.
No, it
except
doesn't.
To have Jesus in our heart.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing this song. At the cross where I first saw the light.
Amen.
I understood
we'll turn you
my
around
sin
to where you can
for the
see
first
us, okay?
Time.
Amen. You're not no trouble at all. You are precious. Yes, you are. Amen. You enjoy yourself.
Bleed and did my sovereign
repay the debt of love I owe. Dear Lord, I give myself away. Tis all that I can do. Play it for us, Nikki.
Salvation. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you so much, all of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for each and every one of you being here.
Yes.
Thank you, Helen, for your hard work.
Yes.
And I thank God for the years that we've been coming here to Lake City, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm counting the years pretty well, I think it's close to 20 years we've been coming.
More than that.
I've been here 21.
Okay. Was I coming here when you came, Helen?
Yes.
Okay, so we've been here about 22 years. Longer than that.
I think there was an activity director from Gainesville that transferred up here.
Yes.
And I think she also... Helen came when she got cancer, the other woman got cancer and left to be with her family.
Right.
And Helen, so we've known Helen for 21 years. How about that?
But, you know, it really doesn't matter how long what we've done before. You know what's important? What are we doing now?
Amen.
For Jesus?
Amen.
You know, a lot of people want to ride on their past record. Well, it's good to have a good name. The Bible says a good name is worth more than riches. But it's much more important. What are we doing with our life today? I started 26 years ago in this ministry. We founded this ministry, and it's called NB Nursing Home Ministries. And we called it New Beginning Ministries for a while. And then when Nikki and I got married almost 24 years ago, we already had NB, so we call it Nikki and Buck Ministries. And we started off and we're still going, but what's important is what are we doing today, Nikki?
Amen.
And why are we doing it? Why do people do things? What is the motive behind it? And so, ma'am, somebody said something. It was a good answer.
She said, because you love Jesus.
Because we love Jesus. That's it. And if we love Jesus, then we want to keep his commandments, don't we?
That's right.
And Jesus said, if you love me, I want you to love your neighbor. Jesus said, if you love me, I want everyone around you to see me in you. We sing that song, This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. My question today for everybody that's listening to me, if you are truly born again, if you're truly a Christian, not just by name, but by being born again of the Spirit of God, how are you living your life today?
That's right.
And you might say, I went to church all my life, and I gave my tithes, I helped the church, I went and I helped people, and I worked and in the church. And that's wonderful, but what are you doing now in this nursing home? Are you telling others about Jesus? You know, that's me. Let me tell you, since I've seen you last, I went to the emergency room, and they put me straight to the hospital. And they done some tests and found that one of my main arteries to my heart was completely plugged up, and I wasn't getting the supply of blood like I was supposed to. So they went in and tried to unplug it, and they couldn't do it. So they recommended that I go to a different hospital that had more technology and more kinds of equipment for that kind of an operation. So for 2 weeks, I stayed in two different hospitals. And the second time that they went in to my heart, it took the surgeon 2.5 hours to work on that artery. And guess what they did? Before they took me in there, they went up through one of my groins. It already went up through one of them, but they shaved my chest and they said, if we can't get it unstopped, we're going to have to open up your chest and we're going to have to take some arteries out of your legs or somewhere and make you a bypass. And I want to tell you, I'll just be honest with you, I experienced such fear for a day or two. I'm not going to be like these preachers that get up with the Bible and they start telling you, you don't have to be afraid, you got God. Honey, I had God, but I was still afraid. You know why? And this pertains to you and me and everybody. We are people, and people need the Lord. And the Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So I knew when I was afraid that God didn't make me afraid. The devil was trying to make me afraid. But you know what? I did what I knew to do. I just kept saying, Jesus, I need your help. Jesus, I need your help. I'm 73 years old. You know, I've lived a good life, but I'm not ready to leave the ministry. I don't feel like I'm ready to leave Nikki alone.
Amen.
And that was my biggest fear. What would Nikki do if I wasn't around? But Jesus stepped in. And I said, Lord, you got to take over because I'm afraid of what's going to happen. And you know what? A peace come over me. And as they rolled me out of my room to the operating room, Nikki and my oldest son broke down. I could hear them crying. But I had a peace. Because Jesus showed up. And I want to tell you, when Jesus shows up, you're going to be okay no matter what the situation is. It may look hopeless for you, but it is not hopeless. It is not hopeless when Jesus shows up.
Amen.
It is not hopeless. So I want to encourage you today. It's all right. It's all right when you get afraid. But God don't want you to stay afraid. The Bible says, when sudden fear comes upon me, I will call upon the name of the Lord, who will deliver me from the spirit of fear and doubt. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay, ma'am. If you'll hold on to Jesus, God love your heart. Our bodies is wearing out. Our bodies is wearing out. But we have a spirit and a soul that will never die. And changes are coming. There'll be a new heaven, a new earth, a new body. And it's going to be worth waiting on. We've got to keep hoping and praying and keep our joy. You know what? When I got out of that hospital, and I got some pictures that I carry on my phone, that my heart, half of it was not getting the blood flow. God had kept me going. They said, this just didn't happen. It's been a while. I've been running on Jesus and didn't even know it.
Amen.
Then I've got a picture of the blood flow running all the way through my heart now with that stent, keeping it open. And my blood pressure is perfect.
Amen.
I'm getting my strength back. Because I held on and I didn't give up.
Amen.
You know what's going to be your downfall and mine if we give up? We're not going to give up, are we? Come on. How many of you can say fight, fight, fight?
Fight, fight, fight.
We're going to fight in Jesus' name. I feel like I've got a new beginning. I want so much more to give you what God would have for you. I love traveling more. Yesterday after church, we hooked our van behind our big diesel pusher motorhome. Boy, it's a big old motorhome. And as I pulled out of Jacksonville, I was so excited because I didn't know if I'd ever make this trip again. But here we are. Here we are, and I'm going to make the most of my time here
Amen.
On earth. I'm going to love you with God's love. There'll be no black or white in my heart.
Amen.
There'll be God's creation. Hold your head up, child. You know, you've got used to just hanging your head, and it's time that some changes comes in our life. I thank God that we got people in government that speak in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I thank God for that. And I thank God that Christians have more freedom now than they've ever had. But I don't know how long it's going to last. We're living in some evil times. And our country is so divided. Christians against Christians. Oh. I mean, I can see trouble, but this is so much evil that's in our country. I want to read in the book of Acts about God is looking for people like you and me and checking our heart. And Paul was speaking about David and God. In the 21st verse, let me read a couple verses of the 13th chapter. And afterward, the people desired a king, And God gave them Saul, the son of Cis, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when God had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Do you have a heart for God today?
Amen.
That's what God is looking for. God is looking for. That's what God is looking for. God is looking for people that has a heart for him.
Jesus.
And someone that will fulfill his will. What is God's will for you in this nursing home? God's will is for you. Hello. To let your light shine in this nursing home and tell others about Jesus. God knows that you have hard days. We all have hard days. Helen, you have hard days. We all have hard days. But if you will measure the hard days against the days that God has stepped in and made things better, oh, the good outweighs the bad, don't it?
Amen.
And we're waiting for a new body, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
And we will not. We will not turn our back on God just because we're having a hard time. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I can tell you it's a terrible thing, because Judgment Day is coming. And only through Jesus Christ can we escape the judgment.